One last question about your career, and that is, were you happy with the way the films turned out?
You see, as I pointed out to you, I never saw the films.
But you had some idea of
what kind of script. Working with the film, I was very happy. Very, very happy and excited about it. But you see, sometimes those films, he would be a year before he could put them together. Mm-hmm. It would really absolutely be a year before he could get his films together.
Mm-hmm. But you felt a sense of pride in having been part of it.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Why did you not ever see the films? Why didn't you go to
in the first place, they would have had to come to Steelton, and they didn't come to Steelton, you see. And I was in school, so I just didn't get to see the movies. I never, isn't that funny? The pictures I made, I never got to see.
You were in school here in...
Near here, in
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
So while you were in school, you had no opportunity to see any black films.
And I wasn't even thinking about them.
That was part of my life, absolutely.
I don't know why. I never got excited about being on the stage.
Did you go to the movies at all?
Occasionally. I wasn't a great movie fan.
Could you react to some of the movies? What kinds of movies did you
I tell you what I did do, though. I would, when I was in Shippensburg, I was always acting. Anytime they had any plays, I was always on the stage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was teaching the art teacher how to act. That's the truth.
So you, could you comment then on films that were made, not necessarily by blacks, but films that were made for black audiences during this period that you got to see?
No, I couldn't comment on that because I didn't see any.
You didn't go to the movies at all?
Mm-mm. And there weren't too many made either that I knew of.
Mm-hmm. Not very many films of that
made
type
by black.
Came
yes.
To where you were living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me something about some of the actors and actresses that you worked with.
All right, I worked with Evelyn Prier and Eddie Thompson, who eventually married. She was on Broadway with Salome and was quite sensational. She was a good dancer and a good singer. And when that show closed down, she went with the second company of the Andrew Bishop's shows.
Mm-hmm.
The Lafayette Players.
Lafayette
Players. They had two shows. And I went with the second company. That's when I got...
What was produced, when you say the second company?
The first company was so successful that they couldn't fill all the engagements all up and down the Atlantic seacoast. Mm-hmm. And down in the Gulf area. So Andrew opened up a second show. And Evelyn Prier was the leading lady. I was the ingenue. And the very same shows they were showing, the company number one, we were showing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Evelyn Prier was in Oscar Micheaux's first film.
Yes.
The Homesteader.
Yes. She was the loveliest person you ever wanted to meet. She was queenly. She was beautiful and talented.
Was she a trained actress?
Now when you say trained, she was as trained probably as well as the rest of us. She just got on the stage and started acting. That's all.
Was she very popular, well-known?
Very popular, very well-known, and very lovable. She was so nice. I loved it dearly.
The Did she ever talk about working with Oscar Micheaux?
No, no.
What did you know about her in terms of her film career?
Very little, very very little.
Did you know her personally?
Oh yes, yes. See, we worked together. See, we traveled for years, couple
stage.
Of years. Yes, on the stage.
Did she ever go abroad?
No.
Lafayette Players.
No. By the way, she had a daughter who, you may be interested in this, who became a nun. Mm-hmm. She lived in Indianapolis. And this daughter, this nun, was working on her degree. And she was trying to get together all the material she could about her mother's theatrical life. And I have a letter from a lady in Tucson, Arizona, who wrote and asked me, could I contribute any information to this daughter who was trying to compile the information about her mother.
Did you ever hear anything about the results?
No.
Whether she finished.
And the funny thing, if you wait a second, I'll get that letter. I think I have it. Okay. I think I'd put my finger right on it.
Talk about some of the other actors that you knew and you worked with. You mentioned Paul Robeson.
Yeah, Paul Robeson. And he was one. And let's see, who else did I know quite well? Cab Calloway. And let's see, who else did I used to
know? Can I go back just a little bit? Did you know that Paul Robeson made his screen debut with Oscar Micheaux? Did you know anything about the making of a film in 1924 called Body and Soul, which starred Paul Robeson? You knew about the film?
Yes, but I don't know. I can't give you any background or any input to that. Yes.
Where was Paul in his career
when that happened? Yeah. I think that he had to have been probably in Philadelphia. Now, his sister and my sister were classmates at Westchester Normal School. And that's how I got to know him. And there was a big affair, a big event being given in New York City. And it was at that great...
Abyssinian Baptist Church?
Hmm?
His father's church?
No. This was at a nightclub. And when I walked in, because in those days, you see, mm-hmm. you were known a little bit, not a whole lot, but mm-hmm. you were known a little bit. And when I walked in and Paul saw me and he said, Shazy! I'll never forget, mm-hmm. because he acknowledged me, you know, and that made me feel real good.
Was this
it was at
the Cotton Club?
Yeah, Cotton Club. Oh. At the Cotton Club, mm-hmm. that's exactly where it was.
Uh-huh. Was he being...
What's that word I want to use? Making a big to-do about him.
Oh. About Paul?
Yeah, about Paul. He was the attraction. Honoring. But he stopped to acknowledge me. Little old Shingy from Stillman. That's what I'm talking about, you see. Mm-hmm. He was just that big, see. And he'd make you feel important, you mm-hmm. see. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you any idea what year that was?
Well, that would have been around 28, 29.
After.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about the reception of this film that he was in that Oscar Micheaux made
in
1924.
No.
It was just at the edge of the time that you left.
Yes.
And then he made this film. Mm-hmm. So you don't have any information at all on that.
No, I wouldn't know anything.
What about some of the other actors or actresses that you may have worked with? Did you work with Paul Robeson?
No.
And you just knew him?
Just knew him.
Mm-hmm. And what about some of the other actors, actresses that you worked with?
Well, the only ones that I knew was, of course, was De Commathair and Babe Townsend.
Yes, A.B. Commathair, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, he was nice. They were, you know what they? They were nice people. There was nothing rowdy or coarse. They were gentlemen at all times, and they treated you with such respect, you see. And that I had a very wonderful experience with all of them. Yeah. Now, there's another fellow who was, I'm trying to think, he got into many pictures out in California, and he had this stentorian voice. You know, a little short, dark fellow.
Clarence Brooks?
Yes, Clarence.
Now, Clarence Brooks was president of a rival black film company,
really?
Lincoln Pictures.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was started by George P. Johnson and his brother Noble Johnson, who was a very well-known, at least he worked in a lot of Hollywood movies.
Mm-hmm.
From the very early period.
I see. I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
Did you know
Bojangles? We meet up with Bojangles and his first wife, and she was always nice to me. Mm-hmm. Always, they all treated me like I was the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we met in. They were playing one theater and we were playing another. In St. Louis, and if I can remember that. Then there used to be a famous violinist. Can you help me with his name? And he traveled the country giving concerts. Yes, yes. Well, he was a. We would meet up with him every now and then. Mm.
Did you know the Donald Haywood band?
No.
Oscar Michelle worked frequently with?
No.
One final question. When you left the theater and film, you went back to school to finish your education?
Yes.
And you became a teacher?
Yes.
You were a family of teachers here. Did any of the experiences that you had as a young person working in film and later working in theater, were any of those experiences of particular value to you as a teacher?
As
were
a
you
teacher.
Able to use?
The whole time. It was amazing how I could put to work my experiences on the stage with my children. And I could promote in the school plays. Even they would have them come to the high school, my children, and perform because of this background of mine. And I recall one time we had an art teacher who was a very beautiful woman, and that's the only teacher I never hit it off with. Mm-hmm. And this particular day she told the class, we're going to have a lesson today in designs and in rhythm. Mm-hmm. I think there was a room. And she said, I would like to have volunteer. We want to show fear, disgust, supplication, application, all those kind of things. And of course, I had to put up my hand to do it, you know. And so she had all kind of drapes, and she would drape me, and then the class would draw. And she said, when it was over, she said, but where did you learn this? I said, I'm an actress. How about that? I'll never forget. I did real smart. Like I said, well, I'm an actress. She said, oh.
Did you ever regret leaving the stage?
No, no, no. I never regretted. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I had beautiful experiences. I met my husband, and I raised his son, which was the joy of my life. Absolute joy of my life. Kind of when he was 4 and a half years of age. And we just lost him 2 years ago.
Oh, dear. Now, I want to thank you for giving me so much of your time.
You're quite welcome.